Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Eamon Torsney. It is Tuesday, the 30th of September at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the German life sciences company Merck. And we'll be looking at leadership as a management trait and all the markets as usual, including the latest tariff salvo from Trump overnight, this time on furniture. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Martin Claffey in the Irish Examiner reports that the US will impose a 100% tariff on all movies made outside the country. Donald Trump said in a post on Truth Social, a move that one Irish film studio executive warned would put the nail in the coffin in the US film industry. Mr. Trump took aim at the film industry in his latest tariff outburst. Our movie making business has been stolen from the United States by other countries, just like stealing candy from a baby, he said yesterday. Mr. Trump had threatened to impose such levies in May, but offered few details, leading to confusion among entertainment industry executives. Ireland's generous Section 481 tax credit is worth up to 32% of expenditure to film productions, worth up to 125 million euro. The production spend generated by the Irish screen industry last year was valued at over 430 million euros, representing a 33% increase on the year before. And Aidan O'Donnell, a director of West Cork Film Studios in Skibbereen, said that Mr. Trump's plans to wrest film back to the US would backfire. He's putting the final nail in the coffin in the film industry in the US. It is dependent on co-productions from European markets. He is destroying his own industry and making it impossible to work there. The journal.ie reports that the former Ireland goalkeeper Shea Givens plans for a 4 million euro state-of-the-art paddle centre of excellence at Goffs, County Kildare, have fallen foul of planners. Kildare County Council refused planning permission to SFW Distribution Limited for the facility, which comprises 9 championship standard indoor paddle courts, along with complementary fitness and wellness on a site southwest of Goffs at Green Hill in County Kildare. The Donegal native Shea Gibbon has entered a partnership with businessman Declan Fagan of SFW Distribution to develop the paddle centre under the Arena Paddle brand. A report lodged with the application stated that the facility would be the largest facility of its kind in Ireland and would be a major sporting asset for County Kildare. Adrian Weckler in the Irish Independent reports that Meta's global head of safety, Antigone Davis, says Irish parents should increasingly be the ones to keep young teenagers from seeing harmful things online. She also said that kids need to be allowed to engage in the public world on social media platforms in a post-Charlie Kirk world, and that the EU ID cards would help keep underage kids offline. And she denied that Meta was prioritising a more extreme version of free speech at the expense of kids' mental health, despite the company ditching some safety rules since Donald Trump came to power. Davis was talking as the company launched a new teen accounts on Facebook and Messenger to add to those on Instagram.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.